from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Scientists point to increased volcanic activity in Montserrat, but residents are prepared on the north of the island. Guyana declares the Omai gold mine area an environmental disaster zone. And a chat with Richie Richardson about the prospects for the sixth and final test. I'm Debbie Ransom, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The third day of evacuation from most parts of Montserrat to the north of the island after increased activity at the Soufrière volcano. But how are residents coping with the changes?
Things are kind of a bit tense. You feel a little bit insecure.
We only have to pray that the Lord don't let the whole island blow up.
My head hurt, me feel uncomfortable.
I can't take it any longer and I want to know what is going on.
I want to leave Montserrat. I don't know if I could make it for tomorrow.
And the authorities say residents must remain on the north of the island for another 2 days. The first vent, which opened on July 18th, continues to be the main producer of ash and steam, while two other vents are also still active. We'll hear from one of the scientists on the scene in a short while. But first, journalist Keith Stonegraves looks at life after evacuation in Montserrat.
It's been another day of wait and see as thousands of residents on Montserrat continue to spend their time in schools, churches and centers in the northern section of the island. This morning, the authorities ordered the evacuation of some 2,000 residents in the 2 to 3 mile radius from the Montserrat capital, Plymouth. Governor Frank Savage and Chief Minister Reuben Mead went on national radio before dawn this morning to announce the order for the residents to move. The authorities say over 7,000 people are now staying in the north of the island. The scientific experts on the island report three more episodes of steam and ash venting from the late Tuesday afternoon and just before midnight. They also reported a third vent opening up. They've also informed the authorities that there's now a 70 to 80% chance that there'll be a major eruption at the Soufrière Hills volcano. Scores of residents, meantime, flocked to the W.H. Bramble Airport trying to get flights to neighboring Antigua. Airport officials reported that the regional airline LIAT was putting on additional flights to cope with the increased demand. The capital city was empty as the entire business community closed down. Police and soldiers set up roadblocks on the main highway to the capital. Only essential services personnel were being allowed into and out of the area. HMS Southampton, the British guard ship in the Caribbean, continues to patrol the waters on the island's northwestern coast. Meantime, the scientists continue to monitor the activity from their new location on the northwestern shoreline where they've set up an observatory. Keith Stonegraves for BBC Caribbean Report.
And scientists say the chance of a major eruption now cannot be discounted. But they qualify their assessment by indicating that similar volcanic activity elsewhere has died down as quickly as it started. Dr. William Aspinall is one of the British volcanologists monitoring Soufrière Hills volcano. He's worked in the past in the Eastern Caribbean and was recently dispatched to join the team of 10 international seismologists now in Montserrat. Dr. Aspinall told me earlier today that scientists are now looking for the possible emergence of new magma, the technical name for lava before it erupts.
And our view is that we really can't estimate the chances of new magma appearing in this episode. But obviously there is a heightened level of unrest in the volcano and the possibility of a magmatic extrusion or eruption cannot be discounted. We can't give, you know, sort of betting odds on it, but we can't discount it at all, and we wouldn't be surprised if it happened.
How extensively are the scientists on the ground measuring the data?
There's a pretty comprehensive set of instrumentation monitoring the volcano. The basic and most important of that are the seismographs that are deployed all around the volcano and over most of the island. Towards the end of July, there were quite substantial volumes of sulfur dioxide detectable in the air above the volcano. These have dropped now to very low levels. One interpretation of this is that somehow the volcano has perhaps sealed up the new material and is not letting the gas out. And that, coupled with the seismicity at very shallow depth, these are the small earthquakes, small earth tremors under the cap of the mountain, all indicate that there is the possibility that there's a certain amount of pressurization going on there. So we are concerned that the new material, which may be quite small in volume, might just be sufficient to blow off the sitting on top there.
So then we're talking about a full-scale eruption?
Well, yes, a full-scale magmatic eruption, although it is possible that the new material, if it wishes to emerge, could actually come up as a sort of lava flow and form what we would call a dome on top of the mountain. This is pretty common behavior in West Indian volcanoes, that the vent is cleared with these ash explosions, and steam and ash, you know, gets rid of some old material, opens up a vent, and then the magma extrudes out, you know, a bit like a toothpaste, and forms a dome or a lump on top, which then itself, if it gets to be sufficiently large and has some gas-rich material inside, may pose a possibility of exploding as well. So we don't know which way this will go. It may, in fact, go back to quiescence, the volcano. It may have done all that it's going to do so far and then just quieten down again, but there is a